Welcome to Raju Radio.
So, in this episode, we are going to be talking about our New Year's celebrations and our previous celebrations. We're also going to be talking about some New Year's related things, such as resolutions, our expectations for this year, and more. So, I hope you guys enjoy. Happy listening.
So, for this year's New Year's party, we went to someone else's house, and there were two other families, which was pretty fun.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly a party, because of course this year we can't have a party, but we just had a small gathering.
Well, I mean, compared to this whole year, kind of was a party.
Yeah, for us it felt like a party, because we saw two families, other than our family, but our dad wasn't here, he was out of the country. Yeah, so that was a bummer, but we spent our time with those other families.
Mm-hmm.
So what did y'all do?
We were just playing, talking, and yeah.
And then me and one of the families, they have a daughter, we were just talking about like school and our future and all those things, just the normal stuff.
So after we cut the cake and everything,
we had a gulab jamun cake. It was really nice, actually,
and that's an Indian sweet, if you didn't know. And we left like around 15 minutes before New Year's, which
is, yeah, before like 12 o'clock,
like the changing of the years.
Yeah, we left around 11:45,
so we could, you know, celebrate in our own house as a family. So we drink sparkling juice.
Yeah, we had sparkling cider. We had the grape one.
Yeah.
We got two, actually, at the store, because I like the apple one, and my mom likes the grape one. So if you guys prefer one over the other, you guys should go comment that on our Instagram post, because we will be making an Instagram post about this podcast on our Instagram at
Roger Radio Podcast.
Yep. So we just, after we cheersed and drank some sparkling cider
and showed off in a couple of calls.
Yes, we did. We called some family and talked to them, wished them Happy New Year.
And every time they accepted the call, my mom made sure that
they knew that it was not alcoholic.
Yeah, we told them, don't worry. She, like, made sure that it was in front of the camera so they could see it.
They could see in the fancy little cups, because we wanted to be nice and fancy. And we were wearing nice clothes, so mm-hmm. It was really fun. So, in previous years, we normally went to, like, parties with a whole bunch of people. And one of them that I really remember, actually, is
it was a party 2 years ago?
Two or 3 years ago. And we had a whole bunch of our friends there. We had, like, a few dance parties for sure. There was a lot of dancing, singing.
Do you remember that drink that they gave us?
It yeah, so bad. At exactly, well, close to midnight, me and my friends helped out the host. This isn't a clubhouse, but there was a host, and we kind of helped them out pouring non-alcoholic champagne into plastic champagne glasses, which is super fun. And I remember pouring it and it like bubbling up and almost fizzing out, like up off the rim. But
and our job was drinking it.
Yeah, so everyone else's job was just drinking it. So at exactly at midnight, there was like at least 100 cups, because we poured extra just in case.
Yeah, like, I had, like, 3 of them, even though I didn't like it.
Yeah, so at exactly midnight, we all cheersed and drank the non-alcoholic champagne.
We need to point that out a lot.
Yeah, and personally, I hated it.
After you get 2 or 3, you kind of get used to it, but still it's bad. It's bland.
It tasted disgusting. Never again will I have non-alcoholic champagne.
It was champagne?
Yes, champagne. Oh. But sparkling cider is really good.
Heaven.
Yeah.
So, how about we talk about resolutions now? Do you want to start off?
Sure. I don't have too many resolutions. They're just more goals for myself that I already had. But, I mean, with the new year, you just kind of implement it more and try to have it as a resolution. It's more like, you know, like a goal that you can start from the new year, I guess. But some of them are my academic goals, and other ones are me, like, I want to work out more. In early quarantine, I worked out every day, then I stopped working out, and then now I want to get back into it. So every day that I do not work, and I'm not super busy, I want to work out, and so far it's been going well. So I hope that continues. And yeah, how about you?
Same. I don't have any resolutions. I just, you know, goals, like you said, academic goals. And I just, you know, want to set myself to a good pace to, you know, like, read, which is another academic goal and all that.
Yeah, like, read every day. I know a lot of people are having, like, a read for 10 minutes every day. That's a good goal that I feel like.
Just 10 minutes?
I mean, a lot of adults who don't have time.
Oh, yeah, adults.
So, yeah. That's a common one. Working out is a common one.
Also, if you have any resolutions or goals you want to share, you could
comment that
to our Instagram.
Yeah. So yeah, those are our resolutions
and goals.
And goal, mostly just goals that we already like previously had, but we're just gonna try and implement them more going on in the future of this year.
So let's talk about our expectations for the year.
Ooh, well, I don't have high expectations for this year, but
I don't higher, think any of us do.
Yes, I just want it to be better than last year, as all of us do. I mean, not like honestly, not just personal stuff. I mean, like
Corona-wise,
all the things going on. But so far, it does not seem like it's getting any better than last year.
But there is the fact that we have a vaccine.
Yes, that is a good thing. But I mean, the virus itself is evolving, and we never know what's gonna happen. And also, like, other things not involving the coronavirus, such as, like, the,
school, like, online, face-to-face. It's hard.
And I'm talking more, like, global / national, like, our, Mr. President-elect Joe Biden, his inauguration is, on the 20th, so in 5 days. Things like that, things that happened, you know, like, political-wise. So, I mean, like, as of now, it's not really getting any better than last year. But I really hope in the near future it gets better, the coronavirus dies down. Yeah. Anything else? Like, what do you expect? What would you like to happen?
Yeah, I was about to say, I feel like I wanted to talk about what you feel will happen at the end of 2021. Like, will Corona go away? What will happen with, like, jobs and politics, like you said? So, what do you think?
I honestly have no clue. I mean, like, it's all unknown.
I honestly think Corona will go away around summer time, if the
hopefully, or at least die down.
Yeah, cause it's pretty bad in the U.S.
Yeah, I think the U.S. has the worst or one of the worst right now. So I mean, we just have to wait it out, see what happens.
Yeah. And And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening.
I hope you enjoyed. Make sure to follow our Instagram at Roger Radio Podcast.
Bye.